What are you going to be doing tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock? If you're a space buff, you might want to head over to St. Michael's College in Colchester to watch the launch of NASA's new spacecraft Orion. John O'Mara is an associate professor of physics at St. Michael's College. He's hosting a launch party and a viewing session tomorrow morning. John, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Now, this launch tomorrow, just a test. It's going to be an unmanned spacecraft, and the whole thing will be over by 11:30. But the plan is to eventually send astronauts up into space using Orion. How is that different from the space shuttle, which was canceled in 2011?
Well, the primary purpose of Orion is, like you said, to carry crew. The purpose of the shuttle was in many ways dual purpose, to carry both crew and pieces of the space station, or crew and satellites and things like that. But Orion, as designed right now, is primarily a crew transport vehicle to do things like mate up with the space station, or to bring crew to future spacecraft to go to the moon, go to an asteroid, go to Mars eventually. This is all part of NASA's primary goal of getting astronauts out to Mars.
So what do they want to learn from this launch tomorrow?
Well, this is going to be the first time that the Orion capsule and all the associated pieces of kit are going to be put together and put on a rocket and launched. And there's many aspects of the craft that you have to test. You have to test the abort system that's on top of the capsule that's there if something goes wrong during launch. You have to test the heat shield. They're testing the heat shield by having Orion come back into the atmosphere at 20,000 miles per hour, and the heat shield's going to heat up to about 4,000 degrees. They have to test Orion's electronics inside because the craft will actually go outside the Van Allen radiation belts, which sort of shield the Earth from a lot of the nasty stuff. And so when we pass through the belts, we're going to be exposed to all the nasty bits that space can throw at us, and they want to be able to test all those pieces. And so it's really an integrated test of all of the things which they've tested in some ways individually, but really never as a full package until now.
John, you use some of the data from the Hubble Space Telescope in your own research. Are you going to be using anything from Orion? Will that help you in any way?
Well, Orion, one of the things that Orion could do in many years from now is be a key part of building, not the next successor to the Hubble Space Telescope, which is the James Webb Space Telescope, which is launching in a couple of years. But the next telescope after that, people have already started to think about these things, and those are giant beasts. They're 16-meter mirrors across, and that's going to take people to build in low Earth orbit, and Orion would take those astronauts up.
Wow. You've watched the live stream of every spaceflight launch that you could over the years. So what's so important to you about that?
Well, for me, for this launch, it's going to be the first time in a long time that I've seen something fundamentally new in a launch. I watched all of the shuttle launches, and I've been very excited to watch SpaceX develop as a company and some of the other companies like Orbital Systems. But this is the first time I personally will be seeing NASA doing something really new that they have, a brand new craft being launched. I was too young to really remember the early days of testing the shuttle with Enterprise and whatnot. But so that's why it's personally exciting for me, is to see them really try out a fundamentally new piece of hardware and see where it goes.
But what's so important about watching launches? I mean, I watch them. I think, oh, yeah, that's cool. I walk away. Tomorrow you're going to be watching them from, about 6 in the morning till I think it comes back into orbit at 11:30, something like that. Why?
Oh, well, I mean, for me, the response to watching the candle get lit, as it were, when the rocket launches, that's I get an almost visceral response to that. I will be probably hooting and hollering and clapping and all that stuff when it goes. And this just harkens back to watching the shuttle launches as a kid and just wanting to be a part of that enterprise. And so every time I see it go, I get really excited. I get jazzed up. It's hard to explain why. I guess it's fun. It's fun.
Were you disappointed when NASA scuttled their space shuttle program?
Well, of course, I think everybody, even the people at NASA, were disappointed when the shuttle ended. But we needed to focus on ways to get human beings out of low Earth orbit, and that just wasn't going to happen with the shuttle. The shuttle was not designed for that. And Orion is a piece that's needed to take people beyond low Earth orbit, to take people back to the moon, to take people to Mars eventually. And And the funding climate, the budget climate, doesn't allow for both of those things to coexist. We don't have enough of a budget to have both a shuttle and Orion at the same time.
How important do you think it is to send astronauts into space to continue to inspire young kids to get into science? Does it have a correlation?
Oh, I think it's critically important. I mean, I went into science because back when I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. And I think so many kids and adults and anybody who sees NASA and what NASA does and witnesses the human part of space flight and space exploration gets really excited about it. We do wonderful things with rovers and robots out in space, but there is something fundamental about exploring as human beings as well that just really is an important part of all this and I hope remains a part of our culture for hundreds, if not thousands, of years.
Now, I'm still pretty fascinated that tomorrow morning you're going to be up early. You're going to be having not only watching the launch, but you're going to be having this launch party, this viewing party. First of all, you know, while other people host Super Bowl parties, this is your thing. Why? Why a party to celebrate it?
Well, why not? I mean, you know, it's, like I said, it's the first time they're trying this. So why not have a bunch of people get together and be excited about seeing something happen for the first time and just being a part of the excitement. I mean, I won't have the great nacho dip or anything like that, but you know, maybe some coffee and some awesome science.
What about Tang?
Well, it's...
All right.
I might roll with just coffee.
And what will be going on? So you want to entice people to come out and get up that early. What will be going on during your party?
Well, the launch, as currently scheduled, is set for 7:05. I'm going to open up the room at 6 o'clock. NASA will actually start their live stream at 4:30, which I'm not going to have the room open for that. And they are going to have constant, ongoing commentary up until launch, and then the early parts of the launch are the exciting bits for the first 10 or 15 minutes, and then there's going to be a pause in excitement. They'll probably replay the launch. And then there's going to be various aspects of the mission that will be exciting to watch and hopefully get live image from the spacecraft in orbit. And then the splashdown is at around somewhere between 11:30 and noon, depending on launch time. So, you know, we'll go back and forth between probably replaying parts of the launch and listening to the live commentary. I'll be answering any questions that anybody has. And the first few hundred people can have a papercraft model of the spacecraft. I've got those there, courtesy of NASA.
Excellent. I can hear the excitement in your voice. John O'Mara is an associate professor of physics at St. Michael's College in Colchester. He's hosting a launch party and viewing session tomorrow morning. John, thanks for letting us know about it.
Thanks so much for having me.